This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Sarah Love and Mice Diggy. You think it, we'll say it.
Yo, it's your man Fife Dawg, formerly of A Tribe Called Quest, and I'm lounging on the Mice Diggy Sarah Love Show. Y'all know what it is. Love that, honor that, respect that, cherish that. Hip-hop music, you done know. Big up.
Big up.
Big up.
You heard the official word there.
Bombaras.
Etc.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of some more words that my friend's parents used to say to me.
Yeah, that's the thing. Being of African, well, we're all of African descent, if you really want to break it down like that.
Yeah, biggest gang in the world, motherfuckers.
But being of African descent, yes, we all get fused together as black people, whereas, you know, it's all the same, innit?
Yeah, like,
but yeah, there are differences.
I like
between
a bit of patty, me, you know what I mean? Like, oh, what, you're from Nigeria? Oh, yeah, so do you have, like...
How close is that to Jamaica?
Yeah.
But first of all, hello, FUBAR Radio, and big up to Ian...
Boldsworth. Oi, Boldsworthy, MC Boldsworthy. One love, as always, man. A great two hours.
Every time. And you can listen back to all of the FUBAR Radio shows on our flossy new website, which is really impressive, and you know, it's nice and shiny and everything. So big up to Ali in the office for doing all that technical stuff that is far outside of my jurisdiction. But yeah, check it out, foodbarradio.com/hiphop. We've got so many good shows up there for you to listen back to, get involved. Before I get into what we've got coming up today, Mice, can I just say that I think we need to start a campaign to include winter guilt into the British weather forecast every night.
Like yesterday, how did it feel yesterday? It was weird, man.
But first of all, there's a lot of people who might not know what winter guilt is, Mice.
Yeah, all right, you might not know what winter guilt is, but trust me, if you're from London, you're from the UK furthermore, Scotland especially, Wales, there's certain parts of Wales but winter guilt... is basically when, no matter how hot the weather is, no matter what the forecast, how good it turns out to be, like how much of a singlet or wife beater, shorts, sandals, whatever type weather you're meant to be in, you'll still roll around with a scarf, possibly a woolly hat, and you might bring your winter coat with you just in case.
Just in case.
When you got winter guilt, because we're so used to not having great weather that we'd rather be ready for bad weather.
For all eventualities.
And you know you've got it. Right now, if you've got like a raincoat, you know, I see someone walking past with a puffer jacket.
There's enough winter guilt out there
today.
Yeah,
you've got winter guilt. We can't help it. It's something we all suffer from. And they definitely need to sort it out because it's turning into a worldwide phenomenon. Winter guilt.
I would love to see Michael Fish that's how old I am, damn. I'm giving it away now.
You know,
but
Fish.
Do that. And tomorrow's winter guilt factor is number 8.
Yeah.
I think we need to really campaign for the winter guilt. But anyway, we digress. Coming up on the show today, we have jam-packed hip-hop goodness for you, including a UK veteran is rolling through to the studio. Funky DL is going to be in the house. We also have Michael Parkinson. He's going to be live in the studio too, and he's bringing a special guest along with him. Mice, have been missing your investigations. We all need those life hacks. So Mice is going to be getting into it very soon. And we've got our open mic coming up, which is forever growing even fresher.
Yeah, man. Oh, man, the last one. Oh, there's been a couple now where I'm just like, Jesus, we got some talent out here, man.
We're killing it.
Some of these guys are coming with some real hardcore, you know, interesting stuff. So it's good to see, man.
And I can truly say... we are repping here on the Hip Hop Show on FUBAR Radio. And we've got new music for you as well. Some brand new Torre, brand new Lewis Parker, and much more. And we love hearing from you guys. So hit us up in the studio.
Hit us up.
hiphop@fubarradio.com, or you can find us on Twitter too. And on the last show, we had a really dope live video stream of the open mic featuring this guy, Tenchu. Check it out. You're locked into FUBAR.
Got none, sorry. strong punch, I could even frog jump rocky. Looking to not come cocky. Try not to crash the Astra when I clock buff putties. Man will clock me to take a job run promptly so they can drive by and blam a shotgun on me. All cause what they construct sloppy. A written equivalent to something out of botched up bodies. Throw nothing. Amplify the G-force, no snotty. Still captured by the street laws, no bodies. They be acting like they seen more time than the warriors and they sat behind a keyboard. Conan, that's what I'ma call you. See you in the pub, you get battered with a pool cue. Back in those flop, most battles were a walk through the illest. Ask any rapper that you talk to. No, I guess you're being lied to. Don't know who said it, it's fine, I'ma find clues. Find me some pellets, flip into a fight mood to run. But no matter where you hide, I'ma find you.
Yes.
From there it gets deeper, they call me Tenchi. No relation to Pika, my mind Neptune. Always laced on the reefer, they call me Tenchi. Not the game, but the leader.
Panicky, panicky if us man don't hear. Battle me if your fam so dear. Go back at the back of G like Rambo's here. Yeah, tiptoe calypso, you've been told. It's panicky, panicky if us man don't hear. Battle me if your fam so dear. Go back at the back of G like Rambo's here. Yeah, tiptoe calypso, you've been told. I tell you now, trampoline up. We got the ganja green tangerine bud. Had to leave whack MCs crushed like a pack of peanuts. Spitting acid reflux, whack rappers leak blood. I'm armed like OJ, bars are okay. Spar the whole day, white people see me and laugh like, oh hey, there's a comb in your throat. I'm like, nah, you don't say. You do everything that your mom says. Walk the street and you spud feds. I enforce the heat like I'm Judge Dredd. Might as well fall asleep in a sunbed. And bam, hit them with the verbals. Wait, backhand, just spinning in a circle. Hey, and bam, damn, spinning like a whirlpool. Days unlimited, existence is eternal.
Forever.
But you blatantly knew this. It's time you don't lie, stop making excuses. Living in denial, man, your brain is deluded. Stop being a child, just face what the truth is.
Now.
And from there it gets deeper. They call me Tenchu. No relation to Pika, my mind Neptune. Always laced on the reefer. They call me Tenchu. Not the game, but the leader.
It's panicky, panicky if us man don't hear. Battle me if your fam so dear. Go back at the back of G like Rambo's here. Yeah, tiptoe calypso, you've been told. It's panicky, panicky if us man don't hear. Battle me if your fam so dear. Go back at the back of G like Rambo's here. Yeah, tiptoe calypso, you've been told.
Sporadic and Tenchu, Tiptoe Calypso. That's from the album Panic Room 9, out now. And Tenchu was on the show a couple weeks back, so definitely check it out, because that was...
Tore up that open mic, boy.
Fully.
That Alien Shades beat.
Mm.
Shout out to all the producers that have been sending in some fire as well, man. The open mics have definitely been taken to a new level. We're getting original beats sent in.
Mm-hmm.
And you're getting to hear MCs dealing with... Some of them don't even get to hear the beat. They just come in, bam, 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 and
like
just lace it. Yeah. So
yeah.
It's really interesting, man.
Yes. And so, you know, you need to get involved if you're an MC or a producer and you want to feature on Out Open Mic. Hit us up, hiphop@foobarradio.com. We would love to have you here. You're tuned into myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, My Stiggy, a.k.a. the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake. We have been away for over a week.
It feels like a lifetime.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't feel right, man.
It's scary how time is flying these days.
Did you get to enjoy Carnival last week, or what was your...
I didn't.
You was doing
famous shit. I was, yeah.
Sarah's doing famous shit somewhere.
Yeah, so I missed out. And then I was even struggling to remember the last time I made it to Carnival. And I'm gutted. Shameful. The last time I made it to Carnival, I went there, I got a plate of food, I left.
Sometimes you're like, it's like one of those ones where you wake up and you think, oh man, you've got so much stuff to do. you want to go carnival, but you end up going just because you're hungry, because you're like, yeah, let me go down carnival. I get some jerk chicken, some rice, some shit that you could probably get around the corner anyway.
Yeah, but your it's local the right West thing Indian. To do.
Yeah, but you just want to support, you know, independent food makers, chefs. Yeah, stall you know what holder. I'm talking about.
Yeah, we understand. But, we understand.
Woo, I'm telling you, man. I had that itch as well. I was like, man, I wouldn't mind just going down just to get
but that's
some
typical,
Guinness punch.
Yeah, that's typical woo. Spoiled Londoners. It's like, yeah, psh, just go any old time to carnival, innit?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what this week's special big up. Is going out to. Well, first of all, big up to all the listeners to the show.
Yes,
we love
course.
Hearing from you guys, so hit us up in the studio. hiphop@foodbarradio.com. But we like to start the show with positivity and reminding the world of all the good things that are going on out there. Because I think there is so much good stuff, and it's easy to get bogged down and, you know, just lost in the matrix of all the madness that gets reported on the news. And I just think carnival is just such, Notting Hill Carnival obviously is such a wonderful event. A big up to all the carnival goers. Like, to me, I think carnival is one of the true jewels in the UK's crown.
Come on, man.
And, you know, I heard a lot of positive reports from people this year about carnival.
Yeah, I heard some mixed reviews, but I think it was more so to do with the fact that people are just getting old. That's why. You know what I mean? The people are complaining about carnival are just getting a little bit too old for it. That's all it is. It's like,
and they're lugging kids around with them.
Yeah. And they're jealous as well. They're like, man, I can't even go wind up with her. She's like 16. Like, bruv, you might be too old for carnival now. Or at least just go on the adult days. Stop going on the fucking kiddies days.
That is funny, man. That's true. But, you know, I seriously think, like, carnival just epitomises what makes Britain great. Like, there's all this chat at the moment about, let's make Britain great again, isn't it? Yeah. Or then, what'd you say? My Savoy and chips eating.
Savoy and chips, mate. You know what I mean, mate? Wacky pork scratchings eating, like, do you know what I mean? And Marmite
goes in there too. Oh damn, that's me.
Now I don't mind Marmite, but some of them dudes eat Marmite too much. They look like yeast infected. You know what I mean? It's like when you OD on Marmite, you start getting the red cheeks and the receding hairline.
Okay, it's all intertwined to the same disease.
So be careful how much Marmite you eat.
Yes, that was the public warning there. But you know, I think like it's how it just shows like how we are people of unity in London.
Unity!
And, you know, it truly is like one of the world's finest cultural legacies, in my opinion. And another example of why immigration is a great thing. And it's a benefit to our society. And also, it's such an important part of our cultural legacy as Britain, which plays like a diplomatic role in the world.
Yeah, true.
Like, that's such a big part of what puts us on the map as a country, is the culture that we pipe out all across the globe, that, you know, they're all jealous of us for that goodness. And really, it just shows how we overcome adversity and injustice through unity as a community. And hey, that's how I need to get on that open mic with that unity of community. And you know, there's just so many amazing moments at carnival over the years, and performances, and just crazy people who have come through to perform at carnival. It's kind of insane, really. And I think it's one of the largest world's gatherings, street gatherings like that, isn't it?
I think the people in Brazil or India might have. Possibly one of, but I think it's the biggest carnival in Europe. But yeah, I don't know if we're testing Mardi Gras. And, come on, man! In the West Indies, they're like carnivaling for 7 days and shit like that.
Yeah, they don't play.
Yeah. Like,
we're
man have complaining about these 2 day stretches. Like, right, bruv, I had to walk the youths around there on a Sunday. Man was there from midday walking around till 7. True man had to go link up with Tommy and them, because you know, my man owes me money, innit? So I was like, right, I told wifey, wait in the car. She's telling me the car's like 45 minutes walk. I was like, bruv. And then you want me to go on Monday late? I was like, bruv, all right. You don't want to go Mardi Gras and put some flowers on there. Yeah,
you're just sticking grove.
7 days. Yeah, you're not lasting 7 days. Yeah, I'm sure there's more motivation out there, but still.
But I still think Notting Hill Carnival is a great thing. And in 2006,
massive,
I didn't know, but the UK public voted it onto a list of the icons of England.
So is that why? Because there was a time when they were saying they were going to start charging, they were going to put it in Hyde Park,
yes.
They were going to gate it up and make, you know, people had to pay to
nonsense, because at the end of the day, I have to say to myself, you have to ask yourself, like, why more than other social events is the success of Carnival measured by crime levels? Like, people don't talk about Reading Festival like that. They don't talk about all these other massive events that happen. People, and I know a lot of people weren't happy with how certain news outlets crime-tinged their coverage of Carnival yet again this year for the BBC, for example. And Ken Marsh, who's the chairman of the Metropolitan Police Federation, he called for a full-scale review of Carnival after 8 police were hurt and taken to hospital. But then...
8 police.
But then later, on the sly, admitted that they were sent to hospital to get antiviral treatment as a precaution because they were spat at.
Who, the police?
The police.
What?
So that's not the same as, like, you got juked up or, you know, obviously there's, you get that many drunk people in one place together, crazy things are going to happen. But, and then he also went on to say the organisers need to understand this event cannot carry on regardless. I think many Londoners will wonder whether the significant amount of taxpayers' money spent on policing this event is frankly worth it.
Yeah, but the only reason that they're putting there was a time when, okay, there was a bit of trouble at Carnival. And fair enough, you know, I remember the time when a guy got killed over, the whole thing was like he got killed over a Coke, a can of Coke, which was like £2 or some shit like that. He got upset, or someone got upset about it being £2. It's Carnival, man, you know. People, this is like the one time you get 1 million people. Do you know what I mean? The Lambert Grove.
2 million.
Yeah, okay, two million
over the weekend. And so every year, also the Carnival organisers, they're fighting against it being moved and sanitised over to Hyde Park, or it being stopped altogether, which is a liberty when you understand, like, the origins of Carnival. And, you know, here are the facts about Carnival. It's not about spin. These are facts. Carnival makes £100 million for the economy every year.
Wow, £100 million.
Every year.
Wow, and that's only a 2-day event. Imagine we did it for 7 days, boy. Man, we'll make some poo.
And that's versus the £7 million that's spent on policing it. And Avon and Somerset.
And £7 million.
£7 million spent policing the event, because they bring police from all over the country into, you know, have the greatest
weekend
of their life.
£7 million police in there, boy. It's
7,000 police that are at Carnival. And over the whole weekend. But then check this out. So Avon and Somerset Police, they reported 236 offences at last year's Glastonbury, And Glastonbury, that's 175,000 attendees. While the police statement said this year there were 450 arrests at Notting Hill Carnival, and that's with 2 million people over 2 days in attendance. So, you know, if the crime rate was the same as what you see at Glastonbury, you'd be looking at least double the amount of arrests.
Serious.
So it's all in the context of how these things get reported. So when you have the police dude chatting that trash kind of thing, it's like, put this into perspective of really the numbers of people there. This is a peaceful event.
Yeah.
And also, I think it's a great thing for the police as well, because it's one of the
only... Yeah, do some work, man.
Do some work. Smile. No, but it's one of the only times of the year where the public get to see and interact with the police as normal human beings, and vice versa.
Mm.
Like, what other times do you really see a policeman and you don't...
Winding up with some half-naked girl with peacock feathers on her head. Yeah, that's
true. And you feel happy for them when you see that.
Yeah, you actually appreciate it. Like, right, okay, you know, I can get that you're a human being.
Yeah,
like,
and they look at me.
You don't just breathe through your mouth. Yeah, I get it.
And, you know, Carnival started in 1964. But it was this activist, Claudia Jones. She started organising events in 59 in the area to celebrate Caribbean culture in the face of the hate from white racists in the area. And those were seen as like
white racists in the area.
Yeah, because that's how Notting Hill Carnival started. It was basically after local race riots in 1958, because that was a big territory for like the NF in the UK and that part of London. And there was also an unsolved racially motivated murder of Kelso Cochrane in 1959. And so on the back of that, peaceful protest started, initiated by this lady, Claudia Jones. So the whole thing at Carnival began as a protest against blatant racism, you know, that our parents' generation lived through. And, you know, it's gone on to be one of the finest showcases of Britishness, in my opinion.
Well, for people, like you're saying, man, if it's generating that amount of money for the area, then that means that, and it's given that there's a bunch of people from all over Europe, all over the world that are coming in.
Yeah.
I remember years ago, there was a party, and we went to an after party, and it was like everybody was from Martinique and all these French colony islands off the West Indies. You know, it was like, what? People are coming all the way here for carnival.
Yeah.
Crazy,
you
man.
See people from all over the world, but there, man. And this year, though, it was the first year where they've used facial recognition technology at carnival.
To do what?
Spying on us. We've now got Theresa May, who's like the Wicked Witch of the West, isn't it? Or East, whichever one it is. West.
Yeah, but what are they trying to recognise with all this face recognition? Like, who
black
are they?
People, mice! No.
But
just, it's just basically, because think about it, the government, they work in collaboration with Facebook. Like, think how Facebook can recognise it. And this isn't a far stretch, because this is all part of what Theresa May, she did all these efforts when she was Home Secretary. Now she's our fine leader, and her whole fascination is with watching the public. Fascination. Yeah. And, she changed the law with Facebook's of how the information that Facebook have to share with the government. So any picture, and that's also to do with why you can't actually delete anything. Or even if you delete stuff on Facebook, it stays on record forever. Yeah. And all of that, because when all these so-called terrorist attacks happen, the government say, yes, but people were talking on Facebook, so you need to be giving us access to these conversations.
That's all you lot. That's why I'm glad. Oh, I just use it for the music. That's it. You lot don't need, if anyone who needs to know my shit, I'll call them. You know what I mean? Email, I'll text you or whatever, but so, Facebook don't need to know about everything that's going on. Like, how many times I folded the toilet tissue before I wiped my ass and shit.
And so you see when they're like, oh, just give us your numbers so we can keep your account secure.
Yeah, you're right,
like,
mate.
Yeah.
And then you start getting them calls. Hi, this is Becky from da-da-da. I heard that you had an accident like 2 minutes ago. Is that true?
Yeah.
How you keep getting them calls from people, man?
I know. Where do they get your number?
Where did they get the number from?
It's harassment.
Wow.
And the list goes on with WhatsApp as well. It's the same thing, how they share information with Facebook, how Facebook share information under law with the government, you know, and this
WhatsApp
is all
with Facebook.
Yeah, there's this new change in the terms. I mean, WhatsApp was always shady, because anything that you, if I don't have WhatsApp, yeah, but anyone who has WhatsApp and they have my contact info on their phone, that is shared with WhatsApp.
Wow.
And so now there's this new change in terms and conditions with WhatsApp, where they share their data with Facebook. And then under UK law, which we were protected under this with the EU law, but the human rights laws that we were protected under EU law, Theresa May kicked them out in June.
Wow.
And she's replacing with this British Theresa Bill May of rights. Yeah, which is basically she can have unlimited access to your phone, email, you know, any texts you send, any emails you send, Google, the same thing. All that, when you actually look at the terms and conditions with Google,
it's deep.
Yeah, how they use all your information, the value of data. And so having this facial recognition technology at Carnival, they're snapping everybody's face.
So what happened? So people had to like look into this mirror.
Directly into my eye. No. It's just like CCTV.
That's messed up, boy. Yeah. That's some, what do you call it? What was that film
Big
again?
Big Brother.
Yeah, basically, 1984.
Properly, we're living in 1984. And, I mean, with all the, they say your picture's taken in London something like 350 times per day and stuff. So, obviously, they want to keep an eye on.
You look on the FUBAR and Twitter, you see the pose that I always give them as well. That's, like, the best one,
face?
I think. Yeah. No.
Duck face? Just, no.
That's my,
I'm trying to
look natural, but take a selfie at the same time pose.
Yeah,
so it's kind of like contemplating something, and you caught me mid-contemplation.
Yeah.
It's not
just
real,
chilling.
But on camera it looks real. So,
go to twitter.com/FUBAR Radio and you can see an example of this face that Mice is talking about. But I have to send a shout out to Scam One of Foundation Crew.
Wow, Scam,
I love Scam. Scam's such a great guy. He's original Laylo Ladbroke Grove, and he's lived in Ladbroke Grove for decades. He's seen the whole evolution of the area, which I'm giving up on this term gentrification. Let's just call it what it is, social cleansing. And, you know, he, a couple years ago, I remember seeing him say, Carnival has gone from being a voice of the, for the people of the slums to a middle class idiot drunken parade.
Wow.
But then he did also say, what I like about Carnival, after Carnival, is are the tags and throw ups you see everywhere. That's like graffiti terminology, yeah. People. And it makes Grove look how it used to look before it got mass gentrified.
Yeah. That's the. It's, and that, I mean, it makes it a weird thing, but it does. That's when you have to question whether it will stay there forever. You know, like when, you know, a lot of us that used to live around the area now end up going back, and like for Carnival, that's what it seems like. Yeah, it's what it used to be. But then, if you go there, if we go there now, you know, you'll be like, wow, this is this Lava Grove. Like, I feel like I should wear shiny shoes and a.
Proper
Diddy suit, you know,
like, am I even allowed to?
Yeah.
But no, I mean, I can't even remember the first time that I went to Carnival. My parents have been taking us there since we were little. But I mean, going in the more recent years, it's definitely, that's one of the tough things to deal with, swallow with Carnival, isn't it? Is that, it does reflect what's happening all over London, this social cleansing and just the demographic of people.
How
you
dare
see.
You call it cleansing, like these people are dirty.
But, you know, I think there's still so many wonderful things about it. I think it's still a wicked showcase and a great time when everyone gets together. And overall, it's a positive affair. So I just thought it was important that we acknowledged and sent a massive...
Big up!
I wish you could have seen mice boggling in the studio just then to everyone who went down to Carnival this year. And I'm definitely going to go next year because I'm just like actually kind of gutted that I've not.
Right, you heard it here. We might even broadcast from there. We might just do a bootleg broadcast.
Yeah.
You know, from because it's a bank holiday, so we're not meant to be broadcasting. So if we just hijack FUBAR and then broadcast from Carnival, we can make sure Sarah Lowe gets to enjoy it and still does famous shit, by the way, because she's not just going to go down there and not do some famous ass shit.
Because this is the paramount thing in all of my plans. No. But yes, keep it locked to FUBAR Radio. We have some super special guests about to step up. So stay tuned, FUBARradio.com.
Yeah,
but
baby.
First...
Been a minute, the city back on the shit. But since we back to the spit, let's take it back to the grit. Bring it back to the bricks. Posted up on the block, that new clue with the locks. Diamonds up for the rock and Pete Rock with the knot. Boy Chalk, don't fuck around. Needed a remix since I heard Jump Around. Now told him I get down. Now I'm like, get up with that bullshit. Dapping you rapping, that shit suck. We stand with our fist up. Pinning with a purpose while you panned about popping the perk. Your pen worthless, I viciously bent verses. Fuck did you expect? Only time I took a LVH1 cut and check. Those are the breaks. This is the real. That was the fake. Gotta stick to the script. If you hip, you relate. I legit in the crate. 10 years in the tank. And while you catching on now, I'm about to make my escape. I get down. Still repping the town. Plotting on the crown. Piling pound for pound. Tell them I get down. Ripping the world round. Stay true to the sound. Adjectives and nouns. Tell them I get down. Rap for the underground. The maze and the sound. To the top, I'm bound. Tell them I get down. Homie, I get. Tell them I get.
North Philly in this bitch, show you how we get down. You know how this shit go, get mines and lay down. This the streets, we don't kid around, it ain't a playground. Whip your limb off, hit a nigga with a K-round. They rock with our music, they don't fuck with they sound. Really packed the rental car up, tip the Greyhound. Some of my folks was loyal, so they stayed down. Couple bad bitches, couple killers that I hang around. Most of these tight jean rappers looking gay now. And they mumble mouths, don't understand what they say now. All they need to know is that we came to get the dough, flow heavily, but hell is low, this shit way down. When we first came, folks wanted us to go, heard them bars, now they wanting us to stay now. I'm connected, niggas blast about me, anytime they ask about me,
tell them I get down. Still repping the town, plotting on the crown, piling pound for pound, tell them I get down. Ripping the world round, stay true to the sound, adjectives and nouns, tell them I get down. Rap for the underground, the maids and the sound, to the top I'm bound, tell them I get down. Homie, I get, tell him I get, homie, I get, tell him I get down.
Tell him to skip town, schedule with a
this, finished him 6 round. Told me that he could rap, told him to spit now. He reached for his phone, I told him to sit down. Tell me you got work, go give me your break now. You full of shit, nigga, in your block, in your town. Tell me that you the king, I tell you go get the crown. And bring all your people and watch me beat you down. 175 and live as the guy from Bed-Stuy. Get high and you fly and you decide to drive by. Park, then get out, they scattered like it's a hit out. Some niggas move loud, other niggas will move mid out. Shit is for the hallway, word to Tory. Beat rock, let the beat knock, nigga, all day. All day. And all night too, I get down for my town, nigga, how about you?
I get down, still reppin' the town, plotting on the crown, piling pound for pound. Tell them I get down, ripping it world round. Stay true to the sound, adjectives and noun. Tell them I get down, rap for the underground. The maze and it's down, to the top I'm bound. Tell them I get down, homie I get, uh-huh. Tell them I get, uh-huh. Homie I get, tell them I get down, down.
Bananas. Torre Get Down remix featuring Freeway Stars P, produced by Pete Rock. Pete Rock and CL Smooth are performing tonight at Jazz Cafe, by the way.
Oh, it's tonight, is it? I heard they were coming in, but I didn't realise it's tonight.
Yeah, they did the other day at the garage.
Uh-oh, might have to bum rush that blood.
Yeah. But I heard it was pretty dope.
Open up the back door. Pause. Wait, pause.
Yeah. But you didn't
hear that correctly.
You didn't hear that from us, yes. But now it's time to welcome
Mysec Hayes, mother lovers, that's right. We want to welcome you down to the Food Bar Radio Cafe. That's right, we're here open 24 hours for all of you bitches and bitchettes. We got a special treat for you today. You're damn right. I'm here with the one and only Sarah Love. Ow. And I go by the name of Mysec Hayes. That's right, Mysec
Hayes, motherfucker.
Damn. And we got a special treat for you today, because I'm a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
Hey, I was about to say lover, motherfucker. Yo. And this week's investigation comes to you courtesy of Embarrassing Parents. I heard a story this weekend that just, I was dying, man. My friend said to me, he's like, yeah, my dad's going through another divorce. So this is his second wife now.
Okay.
Obviously not my friend's mum.
Yeah.
And he's going through a divorce with her.
Mm.
And so, but he started dating, you know, he started linking up new, like, chicks on the...
Oh, wow.
So he's still going through the divorce, but he's like, he's already moving on.
He's like, I ain't got time to waste.
He's like, son, he's, you know... So son's chilling. He caught the bling, bling, phone rings. He's like, hello. He's like, son. Yeah, what's going on, dad? Yeah. Listen, I need some help. He goes to him. He goes, look, can you lend me the keys to your flat, yeah?
Nice, Steve. I thought it was going to be cover for me. If anyone calls, tell beyond, them I'm with John.
That's beyond cover for me. That's like, wash your sheets for me after.
Lend me the keys, damn.
Yeah.
That's the next level.
Yeah, I was like, right, that must have been embarrassing. He's like, yeah, that was fucked up. But he goes, okay, I'm gonna give him the keys and let him do his thing. Me and my chick, we're gonna go away. And
you're far away.
Yeah, you have 24 hours basically to do whatever you're doing. But please, kind of put some plastic bags down or something. Like, you know what I mean? Try not to leave any evidence. Anyway, so 24 hours later or whatever, you know, the next day, obviously they come back from their getaway wherever they went. And they're expecting, they walked in on Pops. Pops was getting busy with his new... I was like, yeah!
He lost track of time. He was having so much fun. Yeah. He was like, I ain't even watching the clock now.
I was like, nah, that is messed up. That is messed up. Like, how embarrassing must that have been for him?
What did the girlfriend know?
No, I don't think...
The keys to his dad.
This is what I said, because I asked him, like, did she know? And he's going... You know, he looked at me like, of course, like, I'm going to tell her, yeah, we've got to go away because my dad needs to use. But then they walk in on the... So he's thinking, like, because she's not a long-time girlfriend for him. You know, not the dad, talking about the son, yeah? And so...
She's getting confused.
Yeah, he's like, right, she might think that I live with my dad.
say the layers of embarrassment.
Yeah, the layers
now.
I was like, shit, that is hilarious. But
she has been like, what am I signing up for here? Yeah. I'm not too sure about this. Taxi?
So this is why I want to investigate for all our listeners out there. Hit us up, hiphop@foodbarradio.com, or you could tweet us at foodbarradio, at DJ Sarah Love, myself, Mice Diggy. What's the most embarrassing mum or dad story you've ever heard? That's right. We need to find this out. So when we become mums or dads, we don't embarrass our children the same way, mother lovers.
We learn from their mistakes.
Woo!
I feel like my entire childhood was spent as an embarrassed child.
Yeah, I mean, my mum definitely embarrassed. She definitely beat me in a couple of Sainsbury's aisles every now and again, just because I wouldn't stop breathing out through my mouth. And, you know, there's times as well when I might not have used as much cocoa butter as I was meant to. So I was looking like a little teenage crackhead. And she might have, you know, embarrassed me on
the
street.
To
the yeah. A few times. So, yeah, you know, thanks, Mama Mice. Anyway, you just made me a stronger man.
Honest.
Yeah, who creams much more regularly.
Yeah, no, I definitely want to hear all the... Yeah, let's clarify after that story as well. Yeah, so I definitely want to hear everyone's stories. I mean, both my parents are pretty... as a kid, I thought they were quite embarrassing, I think. But then as I grew older, I was like, oh, actually, they're pretty cool.
Yeah. That's the thing, isn't it? You embarrassing dad, like, people do... It's funny because I see kids' parents that are like, I'm like, right, that's pretty cool. That you're on Twitter, or that you...
Not to the kids.
Yeah. But to the kids, it's like, come on, man. Mum is retweeting everything I fucking say. Like, so anything you say, you're reminded, like, right, pups, you know, or your mum's out there just, like, scoping what's going on.
Yeah.
When I see people, you know, and there's a few of our listeners and friends as well, but when I see them, like, mention something on Facebook and then... You can see the mum or the dad like it. And you're like, right, they got the same second name. You're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
I was like, right.
Okay, need to I better be
careful. Yeah, you got to be careful how you talk to them now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, but I do have a couple funny ones here. So, shout out to Greg Blackman. He said a mate of his was once having a wank in his bedroom with his headphones on. So he finished up, opened his eyes, and there was a cup of hot tea at the end of the bed. That is fucked up.
That was the subtle approach.
Yeah,
from
like
the,
how do you
parents.
Face them? How do you face them after that? How do you like? Hey,
how do you leave the room? Yeah, go down for dinner.
Dad, can you lend me some money?
Let's never talk about that again.
Yeah.
There's many of those situations. So hit us up in the studio, hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Yeah. Coming up. Next, we're going to be speaking to UK veteran Funky DL passing through the studio, so keep it locked. But let us know, Mice, what's the question? Remind the people.
One more time, mother lovers. What is the most embarrassing mum or dad story you've ever heard? I mean, you might feel like this, and the other reason as well is I was on the plane on the way here, on the way to France. Sorry.
Oh, that's how you roll, just flying to the studio. Yeah.
But you know when you see... a family, you know, it might be the kid, there might be a kid, he's got two sisters, or and then there's a mum and a dad. The dad was like proper embarrassing dad, taking selfies and look trying
you
to crack
down with the kids
just,
I am.
Yeah, just cracking
just
corny
there,
jokes
like,
and all that. I was like, shit, boy, that
even I'm embarrassed and I'm not.
Yeah, I'm
you.
Not you're not I'm not we're not even related and I'm embarrassed, man. I'm looking at you like fucking hell. Really?
I'd say drunk parents are pretty embarrassing.
Yeah. I remember...
that's just out of control.
I remember seeing my mum drunk. Mama Mice drunk.
Oh, wow. You can count the time.
A long time ago. Yeah, she don't really drink that much, but I was really young, but I remember thinking, like, right, she's drunk on Guinness. She got drunk off of drinking loads of Guinness. I was
Guinness
like, how
punch,
the hell? Yeah, she's like, you know I love you. Like, I was on the floor and shit. I was like, man... I was like
no
eight
more
or
Guinness
something.
For you.
Yeah, even
you
I
had
knew.
To become the responsible
child. 8 years old, and I knew. Like I was like, right, you're weak. You're getting drunk on Guinness. Proper lightweight, right?
Proper lightweight. So hit us up in the studio. We want to know. Keep it locked to Food Bar Radio.
Never seen a man like this. Move this fam like this. The team so crisp. Smooth as silk. The man got skill. Old school feel with the new school build. Ain't nothing that my boys can't deal with.
I'ma bury the favorite in a sun wall. Boy, I got dead from a step in a cypher. Me will light up a boy like New York. Make him know London's concrete. Don't know when I take no chat. We run things, we don't make things run with. And we ain't got no love for the system. Act like you know that I'm active. I'm on the front line with a rifle. These bars are Babylon burners. Them boys are my piss in the trap. Come round me, I'm snatching the chain. Every man here is trying to make G's come on. It's survival of the fittest, I'm a hustle and my hustle's unknockable. This is straight from the source. We wanna know if you're as hard as you say that you are. Can none of these boys be as rugged as haven't you heard that I'm about my Dirty Goods DG, aka Kinga, stinging MCs like none of these boys be as rugged as haven't you heard that I'm about my Dirty Goods DG.
Came here to distress this era. Coming from the depths of terror. Every step's a tremor when heading to this get together. Resting never, not until every head gets severed from his reptilian next whenever. The sword swung to cause numbness. The four tongues, of course, son. They'll run, yes, the war's done. Slap an amateur trying to match the caliber. When lacking all the stamina and the grass vernacular. Before other immortals, all running through portal doors, coming to door to roar. Even the death of court, listening to the mortician. Whose royal diction has the floor splitting while his jaws twitching, never caught slipping. On a damn word, the rap nerd with Asperger's. All mass murder, you cat burger them. As he stands about 1,000 feet tall, with the last survivor of the battle free duel. You can
return of four henchmen known to lift heavy bars. Bubble whenever there's trouble, the squad go hard. Guillotine, get it supreme. Rock, lyrical gangbanger, reload the magazine. War machine, rock, get a pin, I'm killing with written words and my sticky. Goods burning the ism, send them back to hell for going against the grain. Recognition for these demon boys, you know the name. Like a flame when I'm attacking a clone. Known for setting levels in the upper echelon. Fuck you, beat them to death in the octagon. Little figure to a pussy, I'ma show you what I want. Still a bad gorilla guard, still a one-eye attack. If you don't give a fuck, how you giving a fuck back? Fuck that. It's all about the culture for sure. Death to enemies and anyone who wants war.
RIP, bitch. RIP.
That, of course, DJ Supreme, the RIP remix featuring Dirty Goods. This the second guy, he's alright. And Ransom Bad Bones. No, and Mice Diggy murdering the track there. And Ransom Bad Bones, DJ Star Wars, DJ Devastate. And the video is out now. And also
Q-Rock, not forgetting Q-Rock.
Q-Rock, sorry, my goodness.
How dare you?
I'm so sorry.
Welcome to the depths of hell, Sarah Love.
And yeah, the video is out now. Check it out. And vinyl is going to be on the way too. So support,
yeah, I think
that
the digital download's out now on iTunes. So you can go in there, support that rawness.
Mm.
Shout out to DJ Supreme.
Yes, looking forward to getting Causing that vinyl trouble. Supreme, by the way.
And speaking of legends.
Yes, right now.
Living legends.
We're joined in the studio.
You know what I mean?
Blush, man.
Proper OG status.
Doing the black man blush right about now. We have, hey, I'm telling you, people need to know about this guy, Funky DL, man.
Hey.
Legendary.
Hey, welcome.
MC really great producer. To be here, man.
How lovely to have you here.
I'm really, really happy to be here. All right, how are you?
I'm good. And we were trying to work out the last time we saw each other. Maybe it's like 1962 or something like that.
But a long time ago.
But there's, you know, you are a proper veteran of the UK scene.
That's what they say.
Why do they say that, DL? For those who don't know.
He still looks mad young as well.
I was going to say, you haven't changed.
Fucking music keeps you young, innit?
It does. Hip-hop keeps you young.
Do you know what? It's funny because I get that a lot.
Yeah, yeah, I bet you do, man. Yeah.
You know, people can't believe my age, so, you know.
Black don't crack. If black don't crack came in a jar, that face, yeah. His face should be on that shit, boy. Jesus, man.
Oh, man.
No, but what? So, for people who aren't familiar, mm-hmm. break down for them. Because, you know, it's crazy when you think. I mean, we first met when I was working in the original Deal Real Record store. And that's like a whole other era to, what you know, the terrain of rap music now in the UK of kind course, of thing. Yeah. So, for a lot of people who maybe they ain't familiar with the Funky DL, like, why? What is it that makes you a veteran? Why is it fair to call you a veteran? Like, give them the lowdown, man.
Well, I think it's because I kind of steamrolled the game. Do you know what I mean? When I came out as an artist back in, I think, 95 is when my music started demoing on the radio.
Okay.
But it was just this very, very quick transition from a guy with demos to a guy with a deal.
Serious.
Winning mobile, you know, 95 was the first time anything of mine was played on the radio. By 97, my first album was out. I had won a mobile award for best hip hop act, you know, and I was suddenly starting to travel the world, you know, and then by the next year, I had done my second album. Been nominated for a Mobo again and again in 99, and so it was like,
and that was when Mobo's actually, you know, they had the credential of like, wow, you got a Mobo, like, now you go,
I got three nominations in a row consecutive, so it was, you know, things were just moving for me. But my whole thing was like, I'm always gonna try and just keep consistent at making music, do you know what I'm saying? And so, and trying to keep the quality of the music up as well. So that became my thing. People kind of knew me for the guy who was always in the studio, always banging out releases, and just always trying to make it happen. And also for the fact that I didn't really care whether it was going to be with a label or without a label. Mm. It was always going to happen, what I was trying to do. So I think people started to really catch wind of my independent hustle as well. And, you know, me putting records out myself and just formulating my career myself, you know.
Because also you were one of these people where you were making the beats and you were doing the raps.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, I started production. I started rhyming first. When I was probably about 9, I started writing poetry. By the time I was 11, 12, I started writing raps. By about 13, I started to mess around on a Casio keyboard at secondary school, trying to program a beat, but wondering why it doesn't sound anything like De La Soul's 3 Feet High and Rise. And, you know, and learning, you know, my uncle was fortunate to have a studio, so I used to go there, but I couldn't quite grasp why these keyboards had these really clean sounds and I couldn't get the dirt. And then, you know, by the time I was 14, I was like, okay, so sampling, a sampler, and started to learn what that was all about.
Where did you find that out, though, around then? Like, because I always wonder, like, where do people find that? Like, a lot of the time, it's like someone's older brother or their pops or
My uncle had a studio called In Your Face Studios based in Wanstead. So I used to go there when I was about 15, 16. I used to go there a lot. And he had the S1100 sampler.
Mm.
So I learned at a really young age how to use that sampler. So by the time I left school and I went onto a sound engineering course in Stamford Hill, and the teacher used to say, yeah, sit this one out because you already know this stuff, and let Rory have a go.
Yeah,
I learned, you know, about the studio very quickly, and I was fortunate enough as well to have some contacts down at Battery Studios in Woolston Green. And although I never used that studio, they used to let me come up there on the weekends and just kind of sit in the studios and have a look around. And so, and I met, you know, a couple of engineers up there. I think I first met Shola Amma in Battery Studios. Shit. So, yeah, that was when I was about 16 years old.
Wow.
So, I just was fortunate to be around all the equipment for production at a very young age.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then, so how did you link up with all the hip hop community in London then?
Funnily enough, I had met Tim Westwood when I was about 14, because I did a gig, kind of my first public gig, which was, I think it was, Roland Adams had been killed, and it was some kind of memorial type of event for him. So I met Tim Westwood there, and kind of kept in contact with him. But it wasn't until I actually sent a demo tape into 279 at Choice FM that he played it on his show. And then he called me up and said to come down. So I came down, and I remember sitting with him.
This is 279 said that?
Yeah, he said to come down to his show. Funnily enough, it's when he played that music. I had previously sent the same music to Westwood.
Mm.
Westwood didn't play it, but then Westwood started to play it afterwards. You know, so
No shots fired.
But no, 279.
I like the fact that you had both of them in the palm of your hand there. That's not many people can say that.
No, funny enough, when I was sending my music to Westwood first, because I knew him.
Yeah,
first.
he was
always saying to me, "You're not ready yet." Do you know what I'm saying? Mm. He's like, "You're not ready." But I was really young at the time, you know, 14, 15, making these demos. So by the time I hit 17, that's when I sent this demo called 1221 to DJ 279. And he played that, invited me up to the show, and I had been making these beats and recording them on DAT tapes. So numbers listened to the beats. Yeah. And he was just like, "Yo," and he brought me up on his show. I can't remember the exact date, but it was in October. 95, 17 years old, and it was the first appearance I had on the radio.
Wow. Yeah.
And whole it just kind other of era, man.
Spiraled from there.
That's crazy.
Because what's nuts is to think there are people who were active in rap in this country, they weren't even alive in 95.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So to relate to getting something on a DAT tape.
And they look older than you as well.
And they look older than you. And they look older. Yeah, so it's a whole nother realm of consciousness, you know, of how just the whole game operates now. So how many albums have you done in total then?
It's a hard question to answer, because do you mean like
release?
Because you've done a lot of projects, side projects.
Yeah, because there's been projects that have been like remix albums to albums, and like a Latin style version to a particular album. Or so if we're going to talk about how many albums have I done in terms of new lyrics, new beats, just a studio album, this new album is my 15th.
Goodness me.
Fuck yeah.
Oh,
man.
Jesus. But if we're talking about remix albums, compilation albums.
Nah, don't even go there, man.
Yeah, because you're just sort of signing.
The numbers kind of
up there.
How
many would that be? What's that?
It might be around
50s, 60s or something.
No, if we're including instrumental albums, it's around 60. Yeah, so.
And a lot of like, because the independent hustle like you're talking about, you were on that from early, like.
Yeah.
How did you get an idea of, okay, I could probably do all of this myself, put it out, promote it in the right way? Because I've seen loads of your material where I'm just like, shit, I didn't even know this, I didn't know that.
And
like, you're constantly churning out stuff.
All I did was, when I signed my first deal in 97, that deal was over in months. The record label dropped me because they said it was because they didn't have the authority to sign me in the first place in the UK. Everything had to be okayed in America, and it wasn't. So my first album came out through a label set up by the A&R guy of that record label, Almo Sounds. He went and set up Utmost Records. And when he set that label up, we put out my first album and worked on my second. But I just found that I wasn't seeing royalty statements on time, and I didn't really know what was going on, and I felt it was all a bit too
shady. Was it a verbal signature, or you actually
signed? No, we had a contract.
Oh, wow.
We had a contract. So, but what happened was I got my advance in 97, and I wasn't making any more money. So by the time I got to around January of 1999, it's probably down to my last 2 grand from the money I'd made back in 97. Wasn't seeing any money off the sales of my first album or from my second album. And so I had a decision to make. And the decision was this. Do I let my last $2,000 fizzle out and be signed to this label?
Mm.
Or do I tell this label, I'm out, irrespective of what the contract says? And that's what I did. I said, I'm bouncing. I'm out of here. And I used my last $2,000 to press a 12-inch. And what was so funny was that that 12-inch sold, I can't remember how many units, but I made like $6,000-$7,000.
Mm.
Off the first shipment. And so I'm like,
on top of the $2,000 you spent on it.
Yeah, so I'm like, how was I not getting any royalty statements? And he's saying that we're not selling. And the moment I do one myself. And that's where it all started. So
welcome to the shadiness of the music industry.
Yeah, exactly.
So it, like, so when you ended up doing that yourself, had you learnt then, in terms of like distribution, pressing up, you know, vinyl, or was it vinyl or CDs
vinyl.
Then? Was that with working, you know, within the label, then you'd learn, okay, this is how I can do it and this is who I can go to? Or was it just a case of asking the right people? Or
I didn't have a clue what to do.
Back then, especially, being independent was, you know,
yeah,
I was like, okay, you're on the grind, you know, talking about people like Blade. He used to, I think he used to do the same thing, right? You'd send your material personally, like you'd post everything out to everyone. So
what I used to do was I just used to ask people, you know. I knew
a
guy named Tosh, who used to work at Jive Records. But
Tosh
used to work at, I think it's Vinyl Solution in Ladbroke Grove, prior to that. And I met him there again when I was a teenager. I used to go and just play him demos of me rhyming on a Tribe Called Quest beats, and he was just like, oh, you got something, you know. And you know what, we kind of stayed cool. So I used to phone up Tosh and a couple of other cats as well, and they just would tell me, listen, go take your record to stores, independent stores, take your record to exporters. And so that's what I started to do. Started to take my music to distributors and just turn up on the doorstep and say, I have this record. And at first, I didn't sell much, you know. Prior to that situation where I told you where I sold really good records, I did one record before called a Record Shop EP. This was while I was still at the label and they gave me permission to do it. So when I went round to the distributors, it didn't really sell that well. And I remember I was living with my dad at the time and I had all these records in the corridor. And my dad was just like, when are you going to move these?
Oh, yeah, one of them ones. These cobwebs are not...
But when I did the Triangular Rotations record, which is the record in the beginning of 99, which sold really well.
Yeah, that one blew
then
you up.
What happened was like, the back catalogue started to sell. So the Record Shop EP ended up selling out, and then I ended up repressing it, and that sold out again. Do you know what I'm saying? So it was like just the exporters and the distributors that were taking. I didn't really know where the records were going until I got a call from a DJ or a producer in Japan who explained to me he'd been trying to get hold of me for ages, but was speaking to Utmost and they were never telling me what was going on. And eventually the Japan thing took off.
But
and
that's
the whole thing about, you know, because remember there was a lot of talk in the scene, like, right, I just came from Japan, I see Funky DL's face on the front of a building.
He's like, Funky DL for president.
Yeah, so like, people were like, so there's this whole talk about there's a time when you were bigger than Jay-Z in Japan,
or
some shit.
Not bigger than Jay-Z, because it depends on how you look at it, you see. And the thing is that statement kind of came out, and there's truth to it.
Yeah, like I think it's true, because a Japanese person even said it to me. Like, yeah, there was a time we didn't really know who Jay-Z was, but we knew who fucking DL was.
There was a time when a lot of mainstream American artists were known in Japan, but not selling that well. So I'd come out with a record and they tell me, your record is pre-sold more than Nate Dogg and more than Jay-Z and more than, do you know what I'm saying? I remember someone at a label, I think it was Avex, said to me that the only artist from the States that really does the same kind of numbers that I was doing was Gangstar.
Wow.
Yeah, because that was the type of hip-hop that really sold more, do you know what I'm saying, that people were really interested in.
Aww.
So, you know, when I started coming up in Japan, the mainstream thing wasn't that. That came kind of later
yeah,
on.
Yeah, it came later on.
So yeah, I was bigger than Jay-Z, but that's because
tell him
the taste. Like, yeah, the taste were different.
Yeah, you know? And how many people can say that, bruv? You know what I mean? Yeah. How many people got that under their belt, man?
You know, let me tell you something interesting. This is what, again, I don't know if this is true, but this is what a Japanese promoter told me. He said, "DL, you are responsible for the jazzy hip hop section in record stores in Japan."
Shit.
And I said, "What do you mean?" And he said, "There was no jazzy hip hop section before you started releasing." And I said, "But what about De La, Tribe Called Quest, Pete Rock?" And he said, "No, that was just hip hop." He said, "After you started releasing, they started to put a new section."
They're saying,
in,
like, yeah, this is jazzy hip hop.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow.
So, apparently.
That's crazy, man.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. But this guy's with done it some anyway. Shit, man. But that's the definition.
That's
some
famous
ass
shit.
That is some famous ass shit. Hashtag famous ass shit. Yeah. No, but when we talk about, like, the hustle and grinding in hip hop, I mean, that whole story there of how you've built your career, that really defines it. Do you know what I mean? And brings us up to now, where you're still putting out music because you've got this brand new album.
Yeah.
So is the album, it's called Autonomy.
Autonomy, yeah. Autonomy.
Is this out already?
This is out now.
Yeah, so
came out on Friday the 2nd of September, which is Friday just gone.
And when was your last release before this one?
2012.
Okay, so a little gap. Not super.
Well, the thing is, I was studying. I went to university.
Oh, cool. What did you do?
I did a law degree.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
So that kind of, I prioritized with that, but it didn't really stop me from making music because I was still releasing stuff while I was there, but my focus was just more on my degree. So when I finished my degree in 2014, I got back onto working on this album, bringing it up to speed, which is where we're at now.
So what, are you doing law by day and then music by night?
No, I just do music.
Oh, so what, did you just do it to have something, you know,
because I saw how the industry was going. You know, I went through a rocky period where, about 90% or 80% of my income came from physical product. So around 2007 onwards, when all of that started dying down,
the internet game,
I was kind of like, what am I going to do? Do you know what I'm saying? And I didn't see how it was going to come back. I didn't see how I could make up that deficit, not with downloads and not with streaming and so on and so forth. So, and I'm never really the guy that got booked for shows like quite a lot and all of that kind of stuff. So it was really about just saying to myself, you're getting older now, you know, think about something other than music. But at the same time, it was not wanting to be this one-dimensional human being who only ever did one thing.
Exactly. Yeah. We're all multifaceted. Yeah. And what, have you put this out yourself, this album?
This album, yeah. It's coming out on my... I deliberately said I'm not licensing it to anyone because it's called Autonomy. It's about self-governing. It's about self-control, self-determination. So I could have said, you know, let me do a deal here, let me do a deal there. But I said, nah. It's about ownership, and I'm going to retain ownership of this album and put it out myself and keep it.
I think it definitely plays into the Funky DL fans' desires. Like, what they would want to hear from Funky DL, I think that they're going to get that here. But it's still an evolution, you know.
Yeah.
The evolution has continued. But I want to play the people something from the album. This track is Judas. That's the tune. Yeah. Like the smile on your face that popped
from
up there.
From the authentic section. I'm going to ask you about that after this.
Okay.
Now we're joined in the studio by Funky DL. You're locked into Fubar Radio. Coming up next, we're going to be speaking to Michael Parkinson on the show. And we also have our open mic very soon too. So keep it locked.
Jeans, a snapback mesh, clean fade under the cap. His shoes box fresh, smoking on a blunt head. Eyes red, high as a kite. Comes out mainly at night, so it's green, brown, and white. Police pull him over, try and test his composure. It holds up like a dude that's older, a soldier. He learned from them older dudes behind bars who floss with fine cars, jewelry, and bitches on their arm. Taking pictures like no harm would ever come to these guards. They see that people get caught, but think they can beat the odds. They crazy, but back to Mr. Man, palm tight, fisted hand in the stairway. well for 15 seconds. Instagram snap by them undercovers, tap by them other brothers. Nah, he ain't on they radar, mind like a razor. You can't feel his activity, he screensaver. His attitude is you are only what the streets make ya. Danger around every corner with his strangers. Call him on his cell phone, talking about they short a couple bucks. Can I pay a little later? Can I get it from my neighbor? Can I pay you with some labor? Why won't you do me this favor? I am a law customer, but they are only loyal to the drugs, not the hustler. Defying to his moms and relying on his charm. So a giant stack of money's what he's holding in his palm. One day he sat and listened to Minister Farrakhan from the Nation of Islam, quoting from the Bible Psalms, chapter 82, verse 6. Open his eyes, you were gods, and all of you were children of the Most High. He thought about it, but stuck with the same old. Just because he used to wear silver, but now his chain's gold. And he chose to walk this road. He's prepared to reap all the harvest from the seeds he sowed. Word. Surfing in his Nike TNs, watching James Brown classics, bank holiday weekend. He's waiting for the contraband re-up, relies on his supplier to hire the clientele and make the high higher. No sign for him to retire, his bank balance on fire. He's inspired by Avon Barksdale from The Wire. A criminal, a crook, a felon, a law breaker, a get high maker, OD and a life taker. It's time for the wake up call, an opportunity presents itself to take up all of the community. He gotta put his stake up tall, there's no impunity to be big one, and if he get caught, there's no immunity. He steps back to think about it, second thoughts and he's doubted that he can get away without prison and overcrowded. 23-hour lockdown with a cellmate who got the runs, pants dropped down, peeling oranges to hide a stench without a window. Inmates looking for ass, acting like flamingos, waiting for some new meat so they could do they inside out thing. They wolf whistle, blow kisses, voguing and pouting. The guards acquiesce, dispensing with no less than a punch in the chest in the shower when fully dressed. This ain't the kind of future he looking for. Some changes will need to be implemented before it gets dangerous. Cause turning your life around from carrying a knife around, selling dope and killing your people ain't nothing hype about. Kids born addicted, being weaned off from morphine. Little brothers acting like the older ones at 14. Survival, they thinking they invincible like Michael, but even Michael was a victim of the vicious cycle. The streets are bone idle, suicidal, homicidal, when you play yourself like one of the disciples, Judas.
Funky DL, the track is Judas. Shouts out to Breeze, Cy Philly, Colin locked into the show, all saying big up DL. Yep. And Luke Keane, James Ott, Day Mine, all tuned into the show as well. Right now we're joined by the man himself, the UK vet, that is Funky DL. And that was a track off of your album Autonomy.
That's called right, Judas.
And it's Autonomy. I'm looking at the back of it, it's got in red Authentic, in green Jazz, in gold Soul, and in blue New Age. If you don't know what I'm talking about, then you better go and look for that album. It's called Autonomy by Funky DL. I wanted to ask, so what is the, it seems like you broke it down into three, four quarters, Authentic, Jazz, Soul, New Age. So is the music in that section is more
geared towards that kind of vibe? I mean, this album is a sequel to my album The Fourth Quarter from 2007. Oh. So this is The Fourth Quarter too, but it's titled Autonomy. And like you said, it's the Authentic Quarter, the Jazz Quarter, the Soul Quarter, then the New Age Quarter. So the album kind of veers through those different styles of music while I'm, you know, lyrically speaking about autonomy and so on and so forth. So yeah.
So the New Age, is that something different than that we might have heard from you?
New Age is more just, it's more space on the beats. Like it's some bit more airy, you know, a bit more kind of, just let the beat breathe a bit more, do you know what I'm saying? So, and sometimes some kind of warped effects and stuff like that. So, it still falls, it's nothing out there, do you know what I'm saying? Still falls within the kind of benchmark of hip hop.
And so, what I wanted to ask you was, like, are you, because obviously, you know, through the years change, and, you know, a lot of producers I know, they're always like, oh, I need to get this, blah, 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 I need to get this, I need to get that. Are you still using the same equipment from you know, the early noughties, or do you, are you still like one of them, I need to upgrade, I need to get this and
no,
get
I'm
that?
I'm using the same stuff. I'm wow. using the Akai MPC 2000. Jeez. That's what I use, you know. I'm not, I've never been a producer that says it's about the equipment. And although I know technology is so advanced, but I've just been like, it's about me. It's about my ability to come up with what I come up with. And the tools are just a vehicle for me to do that.
A lot of great producers say it's not what you use, it's how you use it.
Definitely.
And I think that's a prime example right
yeah,
there.
Definitely.
You're still on the 2000. When I keep hearing these man talk, bro, I've got to get a Renaissance 550-678. I've got to get the plugins for the duh. Right, bro, just make the fucking
Rob,
beat, man. This
whack.
Is like 7 years now. We still ain't got this shit done.
But tell people, what are the links so they can check out the music,
okay,
contact
so
you, everything?
To get the new album, you can get that on all good online retailers like Spotify and iTunes and Apple Music, Amazon, Deezer, Napster, Beatport, so on and so forth. If you want to get the music from Bandcamp, it's funkydl.bandcamp.com, and you can see my whole catalogue up there. And then my Facebook is facebook.com/funkydlofficial. You can reach me at there. And my Twitter is funkydlhiphop. So
lovely.
Reach out. You know, if you got any questions, loads of my fans always hit me up, and I do my best to answer everybody.
But it's so nice to have you here today with us.
It's so
you know,
nice to
and
be
people
here.
Are so pleased to hear you on the show too. So we hope you can come back and join us again. But you're chilling for the rest of the show, right?
I'll be here. Yeah.
Good. Ricky. Coming up very soon, we're going to be joined by I know someone who's influenced by Funky DL, the one and only Michael Parkinson is in the studio. So keep it locked. Hip hop at foobarradio.com is the place to get in touch with us. But first, from one UK veteran to another, this is some brand new Lewis Parker.
Word up. Check it out now. Shit is ill, yo. Yes, indeed. And we still taking it sky high, baby. Sky high. Shit is real. To all the people still holding me down. Nah, man. Come on. Check it out now. It's all love, baby. Yo. Yo, check it. Nowadays, shit is ill, just trying to hold your own. To make papers and stay straight in the golden zone. That's why most time I stay alone at the residence. On the DL, in the lab with all the elements. I smoke with Skarma. The phone rings with all the drama. Situation staying lava. Feeling like I need to calm down and relax. But these times is tense and have you stressed to the max. Falling through the gaps. Find yourself in the gutter with the rats. I rock the butter tracks all day. Spit the ill facts, no play. The fly breaks some wax. Get hooked up and stashed away. Racing with time. Straight cash on the mind. Flip the record like a crime. Then cool shorty to recline. Rocks the ill steelo. Steady in the cup with the gems on the D-Lo. Release the stress. Take it to the top side. Don't settle for less. Release the stress. Show them what you got signed. You one of the best. Days get hectic, can't find no escape for exit. Snakes on the move, trying to flex on the next shit. And shit is tough as ever, scrambling for cheddar. The family on edge, trying to keep shit together. And every day's a struggle on how to make the next bundle. I love the music, but gonna flip shit like a hustle. Word niggas was wildin' when I was shotting beats on Staten Island. Around the time when that shit was cheating and lying. Time crazy flying. Nowadays, it be feeling like my heart is iron. The shit is wild ill. Your man's pulled that snake move for real. Man, he be playing for the team, but had his hands in the till. Frozen in suspension. Days of heavy tension. I flip the beat, so I don't fall into a depression. The city keep you caught up. New plans get drawn up when you run in the race of life without taking no shortcuts. Release the stress. Take it to the top side, don't settle for less. Release the stress. Show them what you got signed. You one of the best. Release the stress. Release the stress. Spit the real deal, forget it all up your chest. And yo, it's everyday pressure.
pressure, trying to go the whole measure. I hold it down and always plan the next venture. And these haters can't see me, but still talking all greasy. I keep it moving, eyes on the next Luchini. It's never easy when you caught in the ill lifestyle. Niggas flipping wild to get paid for their wife and child. It's understandable when the system sees you as an animal. Gotta stack capital and raise up the level. Told son to run with that devil at his own peril. I'm in the cut like a rebel, planning the attack. Dealing with the pressure, son. Ain't trying to catch a heart attack in this modern western habitat, where the police target the black is mainly criminal. Afraid of the original, I spit dangerously lyrical. Shots through your dome to send your whole sucker team home.
Release the stress, release the stress. Take it to the top side, don't settle for less. Release the stress, release the stress. Show us what you got, son, you one of the best. Release the stress, release the stress. Life is mad wild, that's why niggas so obsessed. Release the stress, release the stress. Spit the real deal, we get it all off your chest. Get it all off your chest, son. Let that all out. Talk about it. Know what I mean? Know what I'm saying? Stay on the SP. Forever, forever. Stay clever. The original number one cloud stepper. Come on, let's take it to the epicenter, baby boy. Yo, my nigga Jay Ice gotta release the stress. My man's Mad Friday gotta release the stress. My nigga Mr. Spice gotta release the stress. My man Del Dolo, release the stress. My man DJ Ping's gotta release the stress. My nigga Wayne Rollins gotta release the stress. My brother Pascal gotta release the stress.
Some UK OGs represented on the show today. That wow. Last track, brand new Lewis Parker, Release the Stress. It's available on 12-inch vinyl. That's dropping October 17th, but pre-orders are available from the 12th of September, and that's out on King Underground Records. And Lewis should be joining us on the show in a few weeks' time. Uh-oh, so you know you get all that goodness here.
You're going to come bum rush the show,
Radio with myself, Sarah Love, my Stiggy, every Monday 4 till 6 p.m.
And I got to give a shout out to the Boston crew locked in. Shout out to Mr. Green Thumbs and the Stamina Juice Bar in Brighton, keeping everyone healthy on the airwaves.
Yeah, man, that's nice.
Yeah. Sounds how did they do good. That on the airwaves? I want to know these digital juice bars that people are talking about. Anyway, from one veteran to another, mother, lover.
Come on, man. I'm still coming up, man.
He's
still
not a veteran.
I'm a pad one to you, bruv. You're not
a veteran yet. You just do veteran shit, though. No, I see you.
You're the merchandise veteran.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Nah, man. I'm just trying to eat, like, everybody. Everybody else, you know.
Michael Parkinson in the building, by the way.
Not the real one from Yorkshire.
It's the fake one from London.
It's the fake one from London. He's black.
What the hell is that supposed to be, man?
It makes beats around, yeah.
Yeah, that's
but you know,
how
I'm still gassed. I'm just still a bit. I have to big up Funky DL, man. Like,
yes.
Real talk. Like, even who I'm with, I need to big up Ram as well, who I started rapping with. I remember we got Classic Was the Day. Like, I'm just. I should have brang it for him to sign. Like, it's just an honour. Serious, like, even I was talking, like, you know, even me making beats, the first time I discovered an MPC, a 2000 Akai MPC, was through a friend or an artist who we worked with called Versatile E.
Because I remember Versatile E.
Yeah, man, he used to live in Kilburn. So that was the first time I saw the machine, and that was it. I want to, and then obviously through certain other circumstances in the studio and acting, I acquired one and was making beats for me and Ram.
Acquired.
You know what I mean? Yeah, acquired.
Floppy disk,
you know what I mean? And then, yeah.
But investigations say I acquired.
It's like the inspiration to do it, like myself, is it comes from people like him, people like Harry, people like Lewis Parker, like it's... do it yourself
properly,
DIY. You know what I mean?
And that's testimony of why it's important to, like Marcus Garvey says, you know, like a tree without roots. You know, people who don't know their like heritage is like a tree without roots. And this is why it's important to study the masters.
Yeah, you're damn right, mother lover.
Yeah, like, right, you have to sense of that.
Yeah. You know what? Well, my kids always, they always hear me swear anyway. So I'm sorry, I don't condone it, but I'm usually with the way how the world is nowadays. How can you not?
Think about it like this: does swearing really matter now? There was a time when swearing mattered, when it's like, All right, you might. I've heard like, you know, people of God swearing.
Yeah,
I've heard people. You know what I mean?
Well, not that that's necessarily a measure, is it? People of God rape kids.
Yeah, exactly. So the swearing.
Sorry, was that a little bit too close to the bone?
The swearing straight.
The swearing really matters. Gone straight
into,
yeah,
off hip hop into. You know how we roll, Michael.
Yeah, yo, let's allow that now. Yeah,
it's true. It is true. It is true. But then I think Malcolm X says something about that, doesn't he? That it's like, you know, people who swear, it's just showing a lack of it's a lack of a way to express yourself.
I ain't gonna lie, I lack vocabulary a lot. Like I'm not the most articulate person.
Yes, you are. You said acquired.
Yeah, oh, listen to this guy
in the hood.
He said acquired.
Where I'm from, that's articulate as fuck, bruv. You smart, bruv, as fuck.
I'm not, but like, yo, listen. I failed my GCSEs. I'll just let you know that.
But you passed, you know, in hip hop.
No. What mark did I get?
Man, you got merchandise for days. That's what mark you got, bro.
I don't know merchandise. People think that I have not got merchandise for days.
You have got. I see different colours of this shit every fucking time I see you, man.
Go to PRG. If you want to get this limited edition one, you can get it from Y&R. But go to the PRG for the other colours. PRG, planetrockgraphics.com.
And what we're talking about is the Me, Myself, and Akai t-shirt that billions out of there have probably seen anyway.
Yeah, big up everyone who's
I see a different colour scheme every time I see him.
And there's only one t-shirt that I have.
Well, it's one of them things.
Oh, my days.
You see, it's always putting it on me.
And you know what?
That's that inner Giles Freeman, man. She's always looking for free shit. People wonder why Sarah Love is so rich. Because she always wears free shit.
She gets in everywhere free.
And she's fucking famous. That's why.
You know what I mean?
But you know, on a level, thank you for the support, you know. Because I just like more been getting in the production wise myself. I've been off the mic. But I've got another record coming out very soon, like this year on Boot. It's an EP. It's called Practice Tag Team Moves. It's featuring Jest and another track featuring Dirty Goods. Just been working. From EPs to singles, I just need to keep working because this is my job, man. Like, I'll just stay secluded and I just keep my head down, and you know what I mean, I can't get fronted by any accolades or anything like that. We need to keep the culture going. We need to keep more music coming out. And if I'm just gonna, you know what I'm saying, like I'm trying to find it hard to explain myself, but like if I sit back and be like, yeah, Me, Myself, and Akai, I need to do another album or whatever. It doesn't matter. I'm a producer now, and people don't take that seriously. So that's why now you will.
How do you find it? Like
that's why I've gone ham with it. Like,
how do you find it as a producer? Like, in terms of being an MC, obviously, there's the putting out music. You know, you can gain from putting out music. You can also gain from doing the live shows and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But not many producers get to do live shows unless they're a DJ as well. Like, how do you find that side of things in terms of like making money from as being a producer? Obviously, like, people pay you for beats and whatnot.
Yeah, the people do pay me, and thank you. Yeah, I've got to pick them up for that. But other than that, it kind of propels me, because if I make a tune like, you know, the new Purple joint with Jokerstar or Not Been Televised with Dirty Goods, then other people want that. They want a piece of that sound, what I'm about. So it just more propelled. Like, obviously, I rap, innit? So I still do gigs, whether it be supporting Black Milk or wherever it may be. And when I do that, I'm trying to keep, like, let you know I'm a producer. I bring the MPC to my show. I start off the show with...
Oh, nice.
And I have my DJ, Jazz T. Big up Jazz T. And
big up Jazz T. You know what I mean? Big Records crew.
And also, I got to big up DJ Mr. Thing, because we got something cooking soon as well. So, but like, just literally, just I want to just try and keep as many elements in it as much as possible.
It's
and
Mr. So Thing, by the way, not DJ Mr. Thing. You know, he gets.
Turns green. Sorry, man.
You know, I'm joking.
I'm sorry, man. Sorry, Mark. I'm sorry.
Oh, shit.
Cheating.
You put him up.
Yeah, man.
Like,
yeah, yo, this is my boy, man. Yo, I'm sorry,
size
man.
Size 11
yo.
Shoes. Yeah. Lives out.
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. I got big up. Big up DJ Mr. Thing. Let's finish what we started. Should be out next year.
But what about this Big Cakes project?
Yeah. No expiry.
Parky's busy, man.
I know, because it's this Dirty Goods album.
There's Big Cakes.
How are you, like, okay.
And you're a father.
Yeah, four.
A husband, a father, putting out albums.
My wife is the backbone of everything. Don't get it twisted.
Parky's got a lovely family. Your kids are so lovely.
Of everything. So
those are kids who have been raised properly, like, man.
She puts up with me. I'm one of them. So I'm just putting it out there.
That's standard,
I'm one of the kids.
Husbands,
she's got five kids, man. So yeah.
So, like it is, but no, because I can't believe what the time is and how tight we are on time, because there's still a couple tracks of yours that I want to play. So break down what this Big Cakes project is.
It's called No Expiry. We've got a new one. We're cooking another one right now as well. And basically, Cakes was like, yo, man, let's do something. We've always wanted to do something as well. And I love the way how he raps. I just think he's just classic with it. So, take that beat, boom, boom, boom. Mm-hmm. And then it's there. That's how I like it. Just quick turn it out and just put it out. Like, no long thing. Just, that's what I'm saying. Like, people get all lost and it takes 3 years to put out a release. We're not in that no more. We just put it out digitally.
And let you talk about my peers like that, even though they might fast out every now and again. There's no love, but I'm not gonna sit here and let you say that.
I just need to, if I'm not rapping again or if I can't rap again, I love the music so much. I'm still doing this. Like,
what are you producing? And what are you?
I just use the Akai, the MPC. Sometimes the 1000. I'm mainly using the 1000, and I've basically the software, the actual MPC software, which you can get with a Ren. But I basically
this
hook
software.
It up.
What do you do with this software?
Well, the software. Let me tell you something here, Charlie. The software is basically like. You get it with an MPC Renaissance or an MPC Studio. Mm. So it's just basically a digital MPC. But I know how to do that, and I know how to stem my stuff, and then I put it into another program. It could be Cubase, whatever, and then I arrange everything. Then I send it to someone to mix. Certain people. I don't mix everything. No. I don't master everything. I know my lane in it. This is what the tunes arrange. Boom. Send it to this guy. The mix all right. Boom. That's the way of producing. Like, even with Jess, like, producing records, you might not have made the beat, but you had to put the money in to make sure this was getting pressed, and this was so you actually are a producer. You know what I'm saying?
Like, that's what Sonny Jim was talking about.
Yeah, man, like his record as well. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, him and Big Up Purist, they had to produce that record despite the fact Appetite and other people came with the sounds, but they made, like, you understand what I'm saying? Like, that's what. They didn't get it there, so.
But let's play people something from this project. I picked the track right.
You can pick it. You pick always the things to put me on guard, man.
Yeah,
still
you know
here.
How it is. Hey, I wanted to surprise you. Every time I see Parky perform live, I'm heckling him from the audience to perform Still Here, and he's like, "No, man, I haven't got with me. I remember that."
So remember,
this is like the Sarah Love and my Sticky show. So one way or another, I'm going to find a way to play Still Here today. But first, let's play this brand new track, Michael Parkinson, Big Cakes. This is Rhyme Provider.
Yeah. Rhyme provider, the real writer. Flow fire in a liquid form. Sick with the lyrics, spit highly contagious shit. Make you so sick of the norm, I spit it. Like Mike when he hit Riddick, I rip it. Make him scream, bo, you dig it. Bust a nut in your beans, boat, she lick it. Wipe my nuts with your clean clothes, it's wicked. In it, I'm never seen though, I split it. Breaders lie about this shift snow, allow it. All the time but the peas low, I doubt it. You need to leave yo, allow it. Before you end up where the fiends go, it's crowded. Praises to the Elohim, but everything ain't always what it seems, bro. Don't believe magazines and the screens. Everything ain't fucking hunky-dory. The youth smoke weed, they ain't reading Jack and Ori. The wicked system treats a fool like a bonehead. Ex-soldiers back home now, they're homeless. Obviously they profit off a man shot in D's. When you think about it, we're boosting the economy. Cat gets the draw and rolls it in a spliff. Dealer gets the pee, then he buys some fancy shit. Companies reinvest the money that they get in ideas and ways to keep us furthermore in debt. Still,
Still, rhyme provider, the real writer. Flow fire in a liquid form, sick with the lyrics. Spit highly contagious shit, make you so sick of the norm. I spit it like lemon in my zubi, feeling like I'm Cool G Rap. Got the brick in my bag, so I dip in the cab, ripping the tag. Lemon hairs in the raw sheets, my cats love me, yeah they spoil me. When the things piff, they treat me like I'm royalty, getting money off of royalties. I know heads that don't even know I rap. I got heads that just know me by an English name. I'm on stage feeling like I'm Gucci Mane. New kicks, blue tick, the food's piff, it move quick. Doggy, true shit, I seen a brother on the news clip. Last week he was balling like Kobe. Pay attention to these words from an OG. Like, rhyme provider, I blow fire in your eye like pepper. Yo, nah, seriously. Yeah. Cool. Safe.
No nice. Expiry. Out now. Big up Big Cakes, man. Another dad out there.
Yes.
Know what I mean?
And you also have a project with Dirty Goods.
Yeah. Big up. Yeah,
you
I was with him
start the
yeah.
Padre Paternity.
Yeah. Padre Paternity. You know what? Yeah, you're right, man. I know quite a lot of people I know, yeah. But we're not getting into that.
But speaking of Padre Paternity, Mice this week has been investigating about embarrassing parents.
Oh.
Yeah. Stories of embarrassing parents. Because how many kids do you have, Parky?
Four.
I'm sure there must be times when you've embarrassed them.
Oh, man. They more embarrass me.
But the thing is, you wouldn't know that you're embarrassing them unless they tell you, innit?
Nah, it's one of them ones. The only embarrassing time is one of them toilet ones, man. And I had my daughter.
Oh,
she
what?
Was young at a certain time.
I used to change your nappy when you was a kid.
I can tell you something. Oh, man, yeah, you know, big up my son because he can hold it now. He's going
to
be 16.
Wow, you don't have to change his nappy. He's turned 16, ain't got to change his nappy anymore.
Yeah, I was changing it. This was a nappy story. I was changing it, and he just laughed, man.
Not the 16-year-old. Oh,
yes, yeah, this is a 16-year-old. And we had
what?
This white. Yeah, this is the 16 when he was a baby.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he's not 16.
Yeah, that's what.
My blood, come
well,
on,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, when he was good. Yeah, Mike. Yeah. I was like, bro, you're
see
on
how
my bro.
You sure you want to do this? Mice, why you do that to me, man? Why
that's
you do
what it sounded. I was trying to confirm the shit for you. Literally, the shit.
Yeah.
So I'm changing the nappy, and then like he just giggles, and then like. Just
projectile.
Boy, like, yeah,
wow.
Like, ooh, like my
oh,
jeans.
Projectile.
It was like machine gun funk.
Yeah, man, and just everyone was just
but
laughing at me.
But at least baby
like
food ain't
joke.
Got too much additive, so you don't feel. It's like you could shower. You could probably shower and baby dude and go
raving
and get
away.
Embarrassing.
I've got more embarrassing tales. But you know what? I'm African, man. As Africans, we are proud people.
Proud people, you're Chinese.
We've done something foolish.
In front
we,
of these
we won't show you. We won't show you that we have done something foolish. We'll make you know that we are the best here.
Where are your parents from?
No, my dad's from Ghana.
Yeah,
and he's born in Togo from Ghana. My mom's from Barbados, St. Michael.
I can't wait to go to Ghana. And then, so what's the projects people should be like? Where should they track you down?
You can get me.
What's out now? Because you got a whole bunch.
Yeah, there's
of stuff.
A whole bunch. The best way digitally, yeah, you can get me all on Apple Music or pick up the you know the artists like Dirty Goods, new release, not been televised, Sunny Jim as well, the EP Live at the Bonanza, Big Cakes, no expiry. Damn, I'm losing it. There's so many. I even done a beat on DRS's album. So big up DRS, you know. Oh,
what's Joker Star? Joker Star.
I was going to leave him to last because we've got something cooking, but well, as you know,
what,
all of Ken the singles.
Ken K, Fufu, what have you
yeah,
got?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Like you said it, Ken K and Fufu. We're cooking both of them, bruv. Like, but yeah, like, yeah. Jokes is, yeah.
Shout out to Joker Star.
Yeah,
you couldn't make
up,
it, man.
Yeah, big up Kebs, man. I see your song.
I want to give a shout out to Chris Bounce. I nearly said Chris Brown then. That was going to be weird, isn't it? My brother Chris Brown still, you get me?
You know, Brett Mice has a Chris Brown tattoo.
Yeah,
what?
I had to change it to blonde from blonde hair to silver hair. Now it's holding a gun. Yeah. Anyway,
oh man,
Chris Brown says this is in terms of embarrassing parent moments. My sister got an accidental voicemail from one of our parents.
Oh,
I don't know all the deets, but apparently they'd been out and were drinking, and my dad was feeling air quote fruity.
Oh, gosh.
Or for want of a better word, I'm sure that horny, because fruity, you know what I mean? It depends. He's like, I don't even want to think about it, to be honest. So you got to watch these touch tone, these touch touch screen phones. You got to be careful with that shit. Mm. You might speed dial the sun. Your 16-year-old son's out there with a man them, and then, you know what I mean? He's hearing, like, baby number five. Ooh.
I know.
Nah, you got to be careful, bruv.
Make
so,
sure you lock that keypad.
Man. Yeah, nah, yeah. Nah, we're good.
All you FaceTimers out there, boy.
We're good.
It's perilous out there. There's a whole bunch of gigs happening this week. It's kind of crazy how sport we get. You know Pete Rock and Cielo at Jazz Cab tonight.
Yeah, man, I'm thinking about going. I supported them last time they were there, 3 years ago, I think. You know, when, like, Posta News came.
Yeah,
I supported them through. They're such lovely guys, and just an ill show. Mm. Just to see that, like, that is the reason why me and Mr. Thing are doing an album, that type of stuff. Like, that's why, because we want to take it back to DJ, producer, rapper. Like, you ain't, all you got to worry about is just the bars. You get me?
Mm. I'm back on it, man. Parky's not. You're not stop. Every day, I bet you got some new shit. Like, you're
I have to keep it. Four kids, if you see that. You know what I mean? Four kids to feed. Like, it's not, you know.
You got longer arms, boy, if you're going to get more.
Nah, no more. It's done. It's finished. We old now. I just told it was my birthday the other day. I'm old now, man.
Happy birthday, bro.
You get me?
So. Hey, you're never old until you can't walk no more. That's what I always tell people.
Can I make a shout out?
You know when people, when like, I just want to say this, yeah? So you know when the other half, you're sitting on the couch and then you lot might be chilling, watching TV or whatever. And you could tell she wants to do something, but she ain't doing it. Then you're like, all right, half an hour into, you go, okay, let me just go to the kitchen. Oh, baby, when you go, can you bring me the
You're like, come on, man.
Hey, when you're old, that's when you got to start talking to all that shit. What, now that you can move around and maneuver, you better go.
We're all right. You know what? I say that. We're all right. We're all right. Because you'd be like, Caleb! My dad will tell you, do you remember Michael? You were the remote control for the TV.
That's your official title in your family.
Yeah, you get me.
If he's at school,
Sonny, you get me. If she's not there, then rah, you're not Joe. Sometimes he messes it up, man.
It's the hierarchy. My dad always used to say, why have dogs and bark yourself? That was the breakdown in our household. Why
the
am I doing this?
Enough.
That's deep, boy.
Wow. Yeah, it's deep. You know who else in town this week? Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle,
Electric in Brixton.
No.
I know.
That was sneaky, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think he's doing
tickets
like,
are like 50 quid, innit?
Oh, well, I haven't looked into that, but he's doing like from the 6th to the 9th. I'm not sure if tickets are still available. I need to check that out.
I saw him last year in Hammersmith Apollo. It was really funny, man. Mm. I wonder if he's got new material then for this run. Or I don't want to buy a ticket and go
Rick
there and
James
be like,
stories,
I remember that. I'll start finishing the jokes. Do the punchline
Do that joke.
Well, listen to this one. This is the one about the cigarette packet. He always does this when he comes here.
Yeah,
and you know who's performing on Saturday? Our friend KRS-One.
Oh, yeah.
At Jazz Cafe, and he's promoting his new song, Let's Talk About Accusations.
Is that the name of his new song?
No, it sounds so classic.
That sounds like a KRS song title.
You need to have all of that. That was the best. You need to be on telly, Sarah, man. Seriously, all of this. Yeah, you lot need. Yeah.
Too hot for TV. Yeah, TV won't allow this shit.
Oh, man.
You can only get this right here.
You lot written this. Actually, did you write that?
No.
It felt like it was scripted.
No, but do you know what, though? I heard about the KRS show. People are planning on going down there to disrupt the show.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look, man.
He wants to talk about accusations.
Yeah, you can't blame him, man. I'm going to play it like this.
I want to talk about it. It's sad. And the more, like, that's crazy, man. I'm not going to the show, but it's sad. He should have done exactly what you're doing now, just stayed out of it.
Imagine if he stayed out of it.
It's sad for
hip hop.
He should have just kept his mouth closed.
Nothing.
Like, yeah, it's sad. Like, it's sad. It's just a sad. Yeah, it's sad, man.
Yeah,
But I'm going to say this to a lot of fans. I ain't going to go break his records or throw them out. That's a part of history. I'm not going to do that. I can't. It's the same, like, you know, there's other artists you know, I don't want to say anything, but you know what I mean? They made a dope record at that time, boom. But I'm not going to be this accurate there.
Yeah, no, but I mean, he's got to promote his new single, Accusations. So yeah, definitely check him out. That's this Saturday at Jazz Cafe if you're up for it. We are joined right now by Michael Parkinson in the studio. Coming up next, we're going to be getting into this open mic featuring Zeps. So keep it locked right here to Fubar Radio with
Zeps,
myself,
Parky, and
yo, Ram. Yo, yes. Let me say this right now. This guy, I started my career trying to rap with him. It was me, it was Ram, it was Amos, it was Kaiser.
Yeah, Kaiser.
NWC. Big up Ram. Shout out Ram, you're here. You're witnessing some history today.
So don't move a muscle. Yeah. That's coming up right after this. You know, I had to play something from this Michael Parkinson, Sonny Jim, and Joker Star record. Because I love this one too. I'll let you off a still here for today. Mate. If I get time later in the show, I'm going to play it because I'm just itching to hear it anyway. It's Fubar Radio. This is hip hop.
Bushes, repping for the pushers. You fucking 50 pound hookers in the tuckers. Zoom, zigger, zang, have a butchers. 1-800 hustlers, the crew bring the motherfucking ruckus. I was born ready, I pour some more Henny. And when it's 420, I roll the strawberry. I'm on my grizzly out in Gotham City. I got you if you trying to cop a 50, holler on the number, ring me. Shot liquor, tipping two bags in one swisher. Roll the long jigger, chunk till I'm mom killer. Oh yeah, shift the gear. Jumping out the German engineered in the waterproof weather wear. So jam with me, two dimes and the fan with me. I'll be drinking mad Henny, holler when the lab's empty. I splash it on a stripper like it's Rack City. Cash strip me, damn Skippy, you know my steeds.
Certain man on this Insta beef. 38 barrel spin full of plenty sweets. Bong, headshot, make your chest pop or leg got. Riddled in Little Italy, death plot. Man, the stress so real. It's death over skrill. Oh, by death over deals, your folks are killed. Destroy when your folks should build. Arms house when all your foes are chill. Man, they out here on that Instagram dugging. Forgetting who they are when they Instagram hustling. Test me, cousin. Niggas soft on some McLovin. Pull triggers. You running before the blood oozing from it. Nuff pussy olds holding on that nickel plated. Shell cases leave concave skulls excavating. Broad daylight shootouts like Jesse Dane did. Snatch a nigga life up like European. Slave shit.
Made the beat, now it's time to pen shit. Bold with the flow, cause I'm so distinctive. I'm still here, cause I'm so persistent. Let me make you aware I can go the distance. Yo, I'm about to go ballistic over beats, with bangs, spitting bars to injure. Arm to the head, to the leg dismembered. You're fucking with a pro that will beat you senseless. I've come too far to end it. I'm real talk, I don't do pretending. The God and Sonny Jim, I'm cold offending. I don't care any less if your name were mentioned. On the beats, I'm the one to really fuck about. Every day on the pads when I bang them out, bang them loud. Even at a show when I'm unannounced. Made a vow, after every verse, I'ma
what
take a bow.
What makes you think I wouldn't pour whooping on a rap? I get it talking, shit is crack, I get it cooking. Jab, jab it for a hook em. I got this one in the bag, 100 miles of running. Ain't nobody starting nothing when I'm on the mic. With Michael Parky drumming, snatching off that dookie doogie house up in a hoopty. 40 ounce of an Uzi, quarter pound of an bluesy. Should be dropping out the noggin, knock it off, I'm in the pocket. Get it popping off, who want it choppy? Cook it up and cop it like
somebody should've warned it. Why play with fire, you burn?
I love this rap shit, just been in tracks, I'm awesome.
It's like a glitch in the matrix.
Somebody should've warned it. Why play with fire, you burn?
I love this rap shit, just been in tracks, I'm awesome.
It's like a glitch in the matrix.
Set it off. Hey,
the mics are up.
Yeah, the mics are up, but that's how we do over here. Fubar Radio, mother lovers. You are locked into the world's most dangerous crew. This is Sarah Love alongside Mice Diggy, the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake. I'm going to have my headphones over to Parky. I'm going to scratch my nuts. And then I'm going to take a deep breath and tell you, mother lovers, we're about to go into the open mic. We've got some special guests up in here. Like we said, we got Parky.
Yeah, man.
We have Ram. Legends. This is amazing to see Parky and Ram together. I ain't seen these two together.
Hear what he's saying.
You don't need to say that. They're listening to me already. We got Parky and Ram. I have not seen these guys together for probably at least 13, 14 years.
Goodness me.
Somewhere in the deep, dusty, grimy parts of West London, these two are together telling me they're going to put together an album and this and that. And this is the first time I kind of met properly. And then, yeah, I haven't seen these two together since then. So this is amazing to see. And then we've also got Zeps. What's going on, brother?
I'm visiting from the land of Brooklyn.
From the land of Brooklyn.
Using my radio voice, ladies and gentlemen.
So do you live in the UK?
No, I actually got booked for a festival in Oslo, Norway.
Mm-hmm.
And I know...
And you got lost.
On your way home.
Luckily, I've been working with some really dope underground dudes out here.
Okay.
For some years, you know, Ali Suds.
Yeah,
I did a song with Il Moose Sporadic and Benediction.
Nice.
You know, so I know a lot of
so you've been
the
busy
Dub fams.
I think I gave him a beat still, you know.
Yeah. Look at this guy, he's giving every. You might as well have given God a beat. God's probably freestyling
Benediction,
all your beats,
man,
right?
You better
now.
Hurry up with it.
Best.
Anyway, we're running out of time.
Let's do it.
So we're going to get into this open mic section where we like to make sure that the MCs do their thing. We've got a beat provided by Dead Ock from Styxmem. So shout out to Dead Ock.
Dope.
Parky, Ram, Zeps, you not ready?
Yeah,
alright, let's do this, man. Fubar Radio, open mic. Let us know if you need the headphones turned up or anything like that. You know what I mean? If you need a massage or something like
Who's going first?
I won't provide you with that.
Set it off, man. I'll come in after you.
Yeah.
Like old days.
Man, like Ram.
Bob Skankas.
Yeah, man.
This Fubar Radio is the open mic.
Spark and Bun.
Yeah. This is for my pioneers and trendsetters, all my West brothers, set sellers in black Timbs and levers. They'll hold it down, making the ends meet in the center of the belly of the beast, pack a fleece for the heavy weather. Cause the report says a storm's coming, it's time to stand for something. Without a plan, you're nothing. I see rough man affronting, playing a role while I've been laying low, growing my joe, man, you know how it go. But now the plan's to blow, call this a re-emergence. Say, yo, fire in the hole, you know I flow with purpose. I got these motherfuckers looking nervous, cause by the time I bring a hook in, they'll be cooking burgers. You know my hunger supersize a brother, cause I'm inclined to blow your mind with every rhyme I utter. Always tight, even if I start a Jedi Knight on the mic. It's a light, strap another bump, skunk up.
Make some noise for that, man.
Oh, man, that Ram.
Old school.
Jeez,
let's go.
Parky, what are you saying, bro?
Ah, fuck it. Yo, I'm the truth from the booth to the stage, bitch. I'm underground like Pete in the basement. On the beat, so you know that it's major. I'm with a speech, so I came with the favour. We eat hand to mouth, it's P without a doubt. Parkinson, far from done, here to bang them out. Bunning skunk in your drum when your mum's around. Hold your tongue, we'll be sunned when I put it down. I don't fuck about, I say what I do. You're the other way round because you's a fool. I take them back to school, my class is in session. I don't need the tool, cause this mic is my weapon. With every bar I dead it, you can call the medics. If they offer help, they'll be the first to get it. Life from the horse's mouth, so you know I said it. The golden era is the sound what I'm representing. I forgot to mention, I'm what the ether. Cook the beef, spit the heat right through the speaker. I guess I'm too eager, still smoke the reefer. I love to rap while you spaz over Justin Bieber. Put you in a sleeper like Ted DiBiase. Good night, Betty Bye. I know you can't stop me. I know I sound cocky because I am probably. I'm on the grind when I rhyme, you know it ain't a hobby.
It ain't a hobby, you could catch me in a lobby using toothpaste. I'm in the UK for 2 days. Just kidding, that's not my accent, son. I'm from Brooklyn, kid. Check it out. Yeah, you see me cooking, kid. They laughing. And yeah, they laughing. I'm Latin. I came here from Manhattan. I'm never slacking. I'm Cheddar stacking. I got the remote control, the air conditioning. Holy shit, you see me from here to Norway to Switzerland or Michigan. Oh my god, no bag of drugs, cause I got the flow. But I'm chilling here with Sarah Love and Mice Dicky. I'm type sicky like a white hippie. But I'm actually Puerto Rican, yo, I'm type crispy. Oh, you hear say woo like Tang. Check it out, I come through with the stupid slang. I got the microphone, I'm on Fubar Radio. Crazy bro, and I'm thirsty, so I got the H2O. Agua, spitting some palabras. And I gotta eat healthy, I get ensalada. But I be living it, freestyle, this is no written shit.
fuck it, after this I might go get some fish and chips.
Bobby Briggs, marijuana in my veins, campaign to free its name. While I'm reaching every strain, THC embedded and woven into my DNA. And as long as the Joe's potent, I roll it and smoke it, mate. Can't wait to taste some of my super lemon haze. All that big Buddha cheese, looking good, it could be copper keys. Hit the head shop, cop another dozen seeds. Blue Slims, fresh greens, it's a swish of sweets. That's me, shopping list complete. Head to Portobello Road, the track to Lee and Alchemy. Catch up, head back to my flat, strap a fat one. Light that, draw that, and tilt my head back done.
Mm. You want me to do one more?
Oh, oh yeah, keep rolling, keep rolling.
I'm trying to think bars, man. Me and Ram were smoking before we came here, you know what I'm saying? Yo, I guess it's crunch time. I get straight to the point with no punchlines. On the beats, known for locking down the flows, B. With the force like I'm Obi-Wan Kenobi. I still delve in the realm of five elements. I'm relevant and everything spat contains relevance. From the rap to the wax, it's imperative. I'm only dealing with facts and intelligence. I can't deal with the whack, I ain't repping it. I'm dead in it. If they got a mic, then I'm teching it.
Yes.
If the timing is right, it sounds effortless. But if I think that it's weak, I won't mess with it. Every bar's a belief in my testament. I'm blessing it like I was a priest at your christening. I put the bars in repeat and went into it, so you know that it's P when you're listening.
It's me, I'm back, Sir Brovington. They're loving him, but I love my wife because she loves my government. My name, Orlando. I come through, I act like Marlon Brando in a Lambo. I'm just kidding, I like to mess around, change my voice. I don't care because you know I just make crazy noise, yo. Oh my God, my man is wearing some Adidas. That's some B-boy shit. You catch me eating cheeses, blessed like Jesus. In a church, every time the beat goes low, right there I wanna speak low. Soy de Puerto Rico, cooking with sofrito. Listen to how he goes, Boricua. Catch me wearing a pico, but I'm wearing some khaki pants. I'll kick it like Jackie Chan. This beard makes me look like a dude from freaking Pakistan, but I'm Puerto Rican. But I really wanna go to Amsterdam, and now it's time to get high by to the mic and pass it, man.
Yo, shout to Zips, man. All you MCs out there, if you want to get on the open mic, make sure you hit us up, hiphop@foodbarradio.com with open mic in the subject. All you producers, if you want to get a beat on here,
yeah, I will.
Make sure
you know
send 1 minute snippets to hiphop@foodbarradio.com with open mic beat in the subject. Who's next, man? Ram, yo, I know you got something else for us, bro, yeah, man. It ain't seen you in so long. Come
on. Yeah, he knows he's got bad bars, innit? He knows, innit?
Shit, Ram.
Hit the chamber.
One more. What you saying, bro? All
right.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to pull one out of the database.
Yeah, with me doing all this rambling, I'm trying to help you out there. Don't listen to me, just do your thing.
Hayes Road, phrase to throw, you brains should know. The R to the A can flow, there's no question. I'm too old to be waiting a blow. I let fame dictate how I grow. Bro, you're jesting. That's a career course I couldn't endorse. I'm too Jedi, me, I'm using the force. Trusting my feelings. Quick to spit flame, blaze the ceiling. It's like I feel hip-hop's pain, game's bleeding. So I'm ready for any rapper this evening. I can't relate to the crap these cats are speaking. It's time to bury your actor and clapper even. Ain't a real MC representing in this mainstream thing. I'm here to enforce microphone laws on these heathens. Kicking their doors, spool the evening. Foil and stop the plot to perform hip-hop treason. Bubba keep the art form breathing. Spit bars like CPR. Keep it pumping through the speaker. For me, it's under nothing but leave star. From day one, sharp tongue, the real witty. Large lung with a half the bun, that's real sticky. And yo, still with me, let me make this clear. I'm ill lyrically and filled to the brim with skill and ability. I'm unequivocally ahead of the game. I do it differently, remember the name, R-A-M.
Man like Ram, man.
This
remember,
is
two halves.
You gotta understand, this is special right here. Yeah. Parky and Ram back together, boy.
Yo.
Check it, yo, one more bar. Alright, listen, it's the critically acclaimed. I did it how I read it, I ain't do it for the fame. I spit it how I live it, if you ever know the name. I ain't never had a lyric ever make me feel ashamed, no. See, I done it for the change. Battling the odds with a family to raise. I'm fighting for the love with a job I won't pay. So I'm forcing out my bars, cause them bills just won't wait, but hey. I'm just trying to keep it lyrical. Find a lack of timing but defiant with the syllable. Really seeking guidance but I'm really feeling cynical. I'm sat up in my living room not knowing what the fuck to do. I ain't happy with the substitute. Proud of what I got and now I wanna feel comfortable. Death is never optional, awaiting many obstacles. Upon the path I had to choose, upon this path I had to choose. Yo, I'ma do what I'ma have to do. By any means, if it means I'm irrational. The P must be practical, the plan must be tactical. I wanna be a Huxtable, cause I ain't trying to play the fool. I'ma do, yo.
Careful now,
I'm talking about the real Huxtable. I'm talking about the real Huxtable. sure. Idea, man. I don't drop nothing in no drinks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Are you trying to get Bill Cosby down here, boy?
Right, yo.
Put a glass of water down. Zeps, you got one more?
One more, bruv.
One more.
Yeah, one more, bruv. Yes, I got the rare skills. I'm a barbecue in the woods. Call me Bear Grylls. Get it, Bear Grylls. I come through now. I'm back to me. I just rap it, see, maybe rapidly and speed it up. I come through and sip a daiquiri at Applebee's. And I don't care who's in back of me. You can check the faculty. I'm like a rhyme factory. But actually, you can see me with the sacketry like I was Japanese. But that's not racist. High like a spaceship. I will shapeshift like Mystique. I'm sick speech. Mystique from X-Men. Yeah, he's kind of like my best friend. Looks like my cousin. And then I bless them. The X-Men like Cyclops. Why not? Cause I'm hot. Scott Summers, the lines drop. Havoc, that's his brother. I come tragic with the magic. And he shoots me shit on his chest. And I blast it. Fubar Radio, that's it.
Hey, Zex, what do you know about Porcupine? What do you know about Porcupine?
Oh, Porcupine? With a torture rhyme? Because I think you said that it's performing time. A porcupine is an animal with a spike back. See, I'll hit you freaking with a spike back just like that. And I'll take your bicycle from the bike rack. And I don't care because you know I'm tight fat. Yeah, fat American.
What about embarrassing dads?
Embarrassing dads. Yo, check it out. I'll be an embarrassing dad because my wife's got a baby coming soon. I just said that. Yo, check it out. I come through freestyle straight off the head rack. I'll be rapping with my baby. Live Periscope for live. Facebook, I don't care because you know that's no surprise. Milk, diapers, me up in the cypher. I don't care because I'll calm down. I won't be so hyper.
Yo, Instagram. What about Instagram?
Instagram, the IG. Well, actually, IB. Shooting it into my veins like an IV because they stole shit from Snapchat. Oh, my God. Hold the button down. Video. Flashback. What?
Boy.
They were like, you can do it. We can do it, too. I don't know, but I just do stupid dudes. I'm a stupid dude. I'm just rumbling. I'm just mumbling and rambling.
All right, all right. Tell us about teleportation.
Teleportation is when you have a dumb face. You jump into a machine one place to another place. Like, beat me up, Scotty. Oh, my God, I transport. You can see me with my backpack. That's my Jansport. I like hip-hop and dance hall. Oh, my God. See, teleportation is when you maybe do some levitation and find a way to go from one other to space station and show you that you want to sizzle some eggs and bacon. That didn't make sense, but it's cool as a rhyme. It's cool as a rhyme. I do this all the time.
Thanks so much for this, man.
Thank you, guys, man. This is awesome.
I'll try to sneak that in there because he asked for it earlier. He's like, man, I want you to throw me some words up. No, right, thank you.
I want to hear more about Puerto Rico. I love Puerto Rico. Where in Puerto Rico are you from?
I'm from Brooklyn, but my family's from Bayamón.
Bayamón!
Shouts to all my New Yorkans, because there's a lot of Puerto Ricans in New York that don't speak Spanish, that don't dance to salsa, but it's still in our blood.
You still eat rice and beans, though.
Yeah. It's still in our blood. The island folk look at us funny. Like, look at the, they call us Puerto Ricans.
I'm full,
baby.
That's hilarious.
And well, share the links with people. How can they track you down? Like, what's out at the moment?
I'm gonna go the parky route and say Google, man.
Just Google, man.
Zeps.
Zeps.
You're gonna see the footage. It's just floating around out there. If I list like three websites right now, you might not even remember the first one. So
yeah, but Google. The video, well, they'll rewind it.
I'm gonna share the hell out of that.
Oh, wicked.
I'm gonna share the hell out of that.
Thanks for coming through.
Thank
man.
You
really
so much,
that,
Ram.
This was awesome.
So you still on your way to Oslo or what's
tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Good luck with the
more
show,
gigs,
man.
Thank you, guys.
Try to come back if you can, man.
I shall,
back
bro.
On these sides of the waters. Ram, how can we get hold of you, Ram? I know you're back on the scene now.
You
it sounds like you got a whole bunch of rhymes.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I found John Connor, man. John
it's a
Connor
guy, my ghost right now. Like, there's some of my old stuff is on SoundCloud. If you, I think it's Bob Skunkhouse. If you SoundCloud Bob Skunkhouse, there's some old stuff there.
Bob Skunkhouse.
But new stuff's in the work. Yeah, it's just all in the pipeline, man. But when that's out, there'll be ways to get hold of me. But at the moment,
need to work on though. I need to just produce an album for him. That's
I've got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, you got a lot of catching up, boy. Because the other half is, you know what I mean? Parking around, he's been grinding it out, boy.
So it's time.
Look at that beard.
Oh, bruv.
That's juices and berries from grinding out the forest, bruv.
You know what I'm saying? But
I'm struggling. I ain't gonna lie, I'm struggling to grow a beard. Look at me.
Nah.
It's a different kind of look.
Yeah, that's it.
That's a nice thing. Nice way of putting it.
It's a different you're pioneering a new look.
Yeah, I'm trying anyway. It's called the pepper grain.
The peppercorn
underneath.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you for having my old self here again. And if you want to find me, Google me, Twitter, you can find the links on there, or just Google me, myself and Akai. Big shout out to CBM, all of the CBM crew, from Crept to Met to Mace, my wife, my kids. Who am I forgetting? There's one person I'm forgetting. Oh yeah, the obvious person, Joker Star. Go and get Purple out now.
Yes, you know we've been supporting that heavy right here on the show every Monday 4 till 6 p.m. with myself, Sarah Love,
and myself, Mice Diggy, aka the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake. I want to give a shout out to Jordan Grant. He had a good answer for my serious investigation that I needed to find out. He said a 16-year-old me signed up with his first Electron card for a 3-day XXX website trial. And the bastards took him for a whole year-long premium. Gold package sign up. Yeah, I don't know if they took you or you actually signed up for that. Anyway,
yeah,
he had to explain it to his mum that he'd been defrauded. And she took him straight to Barclays to deal with it and explained to the bank manager that he had no knowledge whatsoever of any transaction. But what made it funny was that he headed off skating with his mate who accompanied him and had an absolute field day when he found out the full truth. So meaning they probably went back to his yard, had a quick wank, then go and fucking premium gold. You might as well, your mum paid for it anyway. So thank you very much for that.
Big up Jordan, man.
Yeah, shout out to Jordan for keeping it real.
I swear he's in CBM as well, man. Yeah, man. CBM Tales.
CBM.
And we don't really have time to play this, but I just thought, you know, like, even just hearing the intro is like...
I'm officially leaving.
No, I'm just joking. There's no time to play that this week. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. This show is all about you guys, you know, so make sure you keep in touch. Hit us up, foodbarradio.com/hiphop. Thank you so much, Funky DL, who we were talking to earlier in the show.
I need to get a picture.
Michael Parkinson, Zeps, for coming through for the open mic. Ram, as well, representing Dead Art on the Beat from Stixman. Remember, if you want to take part in the open mic, hit us up at hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Next week on the show, we got Dabbler live in the studio.
Big up Dabbles, man.
So the hip hop goodness continues. You know we take care of you just right every Monday, 4 till 6 p.m. And we like to leave you on the correct note, the note that we just think needs to be sustained throughout the atmosphere. And remember,
them
Dave Chappelle
high notes,
is
them
in.
Clinch your butt cheek high notes, them certain notes.
Are you ready for some of that?
Yeah.
Unity.
Sister, there's got to be unity. Yeah, unity. Unity's what's missing in our lives. Can't you see? We need dance every now and then. A little honesty and trust among us. A little love and harmony. And there'll surely be some unity. Unity.